on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
And that's exactly what it is. It's a game based on Jess's tears, where she literally just comes on the radio on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And we make a game out of an emotional woman's emotions.
You want to know why?
That's it.
Because we are supportive of feelings.
We are.
And I think it's a healthy thing, you know. We don't call people crybabies and crap on them for and crap on those who just want to be themselves, because that would be crazy, wouldn't it?
Crybaby hour. That was the first draft of this game, but
it was not. It
turned into Friday Cryday instead. So here's how this goes: is Jess is going to tell you three reasons of why she may have potentially cried as an emotional person this week. Two of these stories are going to be made up. Okay, one of them is going to be an actual reasons of why she cried. You're going to try to figure out the actual reason of why she cried to win the prize. The prize this week is what, Jess?
A 4-pack of tickets to Hot Wheel Monster Trucks Live Glow and Fire.
Let's go. Three stories. We'll start with story number one.
Story number one. My niece Abby, who you know from our weekly segment, Nieces Know Best, just turned 13 years old. And my husband, Garage Boy, and I called her to wish her a happy birthday. And we just kind of like started reminiscing about her growing up. And Garage Boy actually met her when she was 8. So we started looking at just a ton of old baby pictures of her, and it made me very emotional going down memory lane.
That's so crazy. When we started the show, she was 8. She was 8. Like, there was no Nieces Know Best. There was
Dear Abby.
Dear Abby.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just a baby. Now she's like a woman.
She's a little baby.
It's crazy. Happy birthday, by the way, to Abby. Story number two.
Story number two. So I just started watching this new Pixar show on Disney Plus called Win or Lose, thinking like, oh my God, this looks like a cute little animated series about kids playing softball. It's the middle of the week. Perfect. Lighthearted. Let me put it on. Big flipping mistake. This series basically reached into my soul, pulled out my childhood insecurities and deeply buried family trauma, and was like, hey, maybe we should talk about these. I'm only in three. I'm 3 episodes in, and I just had no business ugly sobbing like on a random weeknight. You know what I mean?
No, it's not what it's there for.
No.
Not on Tuesday. Not on a Tuesday.
No.
No. But you need to know that. Honestly, dude, like,
I should have known. Honestly, no. That was
Pixar,
my bad. That was my mistake.
If I see that lamp,
these are the people
the
that give us up. These are the people that have an animated film about a small little orange fishy that gets lost in the sea.
You know it's
after
coming.
Losing his mother.
You know what you're here
obviously.
For.
Obviously.
Story number three.
Dang you, Pixar. Story number three. As some of you might know, I have the dream of becoming a Camden Frank, one of the beloved hot dog race performers for the Orioles. My dream is to be Relish, but technically I'm not tall enough because you're supposed to be 5'5". I think I'm 5'2". Whatever. I applied. I have not heard back. But when I was reflecting on the situation, I asked myself, is this what mascots across the country are going through? Some of the shortest people in my life have the biggest personalities, myself included, and we're just supposed to be cut off from living our dreams and bringing joy to fans all over the world because we're not tall enough? I want to be Relish, and I don't care what I have to do. I'm going to get there because, as Babe Ruth famously said, never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game.
Did you Google that?
No, I know that quote from Cinderella Story.
You Googled it. Don't lie to us.
No.
Show me your computer.
I know that quote from Hillary Duff, Cinderella Story.
Show me your screen
clock
right now. Show me your screen right now.
What do you want to see, player? You want to doubt me right now? Have you ever seen it?
Charlotte, go in there and check
the
screen.
Have you ever seen Hillary Duff, Cinderella Story? When something gets thrown against the wall, the pink wallpaper gets pulled down, and the original wallpaper that her father has is a quote from Babe Ruth, and that's what it says. Don't
so
play me.
Okay, so which one is the real cry for the week? Let's go to Brandy and Glen Burnie. Hi, Brandy. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. What story do you think it is? Number one, number two, number three?
I think it's number one.
And why, story number one is the one about the...
Abby.
Oh, yeah, Abby. It's Abby's birthday. She's 13. Holy crap. And why do you think it's Abby's birthday?
I know Jess loves her family, and I know I get that way with my little brothers and sisters. They're getting older now.
So true. Mm-hmm. Jess, is that the real cry this week?
It wasn't the real cry.
I'm surprised.
So was I.
The deduction's good, though. It's definitely, Brandy, it's a good reason.
I think maybe because, like, we were on the phone with her, and we were just so, like, it wasn't, like, tears. It was more like, oh, my God, Abby.
It's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, that was the vibe of the call, and I think, like, keeping that energy, looking at all of her photos... So no tears, but just like, I don't know.
That's wild.
Exciting to be here with her in that chapter.
Isn't it? Thank you for playing, by the way. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
Thanks. Isn't it weird seeing...
It's weird.
Like seeing your like little whoever's in your life, is your kids, your nieces, your nephews, like my...
It's really weird.
My niece is walking. Like she's standing up now, not walking yet, but she's standing up.
And I'm like,
bro, you were
literally just born yesterday. What are you talking about?
You were 3 pounds. I just held you in my arms. Like, what the hell? That's not right.
It's crazy.
Let's go to, this is Michaela, Bellcamp. Hey, what's up, Michaela? Oh, Michaela.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Michaela. Bellcamp's got terrible reception today. Michaela.
Is it Michaela? Oh, no, wait, we can't hear you. Is there a better connection? I wasn't sure. Is it Michaela or Michaela?
It's Michaela, right?
I thought she said Michaela.
Oh.
But I could be wrong.
Michaela.
It's Michaela. Yes, Michaela. Okay.
Michaela, you got two stories left. Number two, number three. Michaela, I got to hang up on you.
Don't hang up.
It'll be like the worst
day
ever.
Okay, wait. There she is. Hello. Okay.
Can you hear me? Yes. We will move the van.
Oh, my God. Don't do it. Okay. Bellcamp. Okay. All the way in Bellcamp. What story is it?
We're going to go with two.
Number two. Why number two?
Because I just feel like that is Jess, 100%. We listen every Friday. That is Jess.
I forget what story number two was.
The win or lose Pixar series.
Oh, Pixar. Yes. Jess, was it Pixar? Was that the reason of why you cried this week?
Yes!
Was it really? Was
Yay!
That fun?
You guys. Okay, first of all, congratulations, Michaela. I'm going to go on a rant really, really quick. You guys, I swear to you, don't you dare watch this show if you have plans after. Going to be so emotionally messed up.
It's called
Win or Lose, and I swear to you, I'm like, oh my God. It's like animated. They're playing softball. There's going to be like some family stuff in here. I mean, they're going to win the championship. It's going to be so cute. It is so, like, it's like the complicated relationship you have with your parent of trying to make them proud. There's, like, a guy like that, like, lost the love of his life. There's, like, a girl who has, like, been put in the position of, like, parenting her mom. And, like, she's raising money to, like, stay in baseball. Like, it's just so heavy and so deep. And I was so mad at myself because I'm like, why did I think this was going to be lighthearted?
Yeah, why would I do that?
Like, why would I do that?
Michaela, yo, best guess ever.
I've been sobbing for like 3 days straight over this show.
Congratulations.
Okay, I feel like we lost her. I think she can hear us.
Are you there or no?
I'm here.
She's here. All right, congratulations.
We're trying to stay on there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Hold
Don't
on
go
for
anywhere.
Dear life, okay? Congratulations, y'all. That's called Friday Cry-Day.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.